You're not making me cry. She's... Oh, Mary.
Okay, great.
She's like, great, I'm going to do it. I'm going to rip off that band-aid here. And we're making podcast magic here.
We're going to have
everybody sobbing with you.
I'm not going to make you cry. I just want you to talk about your student leaving. And if you happen to cry, then you're going to happen to cry.
I love you, Mary. Do you want a hug?
No. I see you too often now. I'm like, I don't want to hug you.
Hello, and welcome to The Homestay Kitchen with me, Mary Chan, and Aaron Eastman. This is a podcast where we serve up stories of being a homestay family, the ups and downs of making a connection with international homestay students. We'll bring a plateful of stories, ideas, interviews, and hopefully dish up some anecdotes to share with our community. In this episode, Aaron gets ready to say goodbye to one of her long-term students. But to my surprise, Erin didn't cry during the episode. It's not like I was trying to make her cry, but trust that this was such an emotional experience for Erin that I thought maybe she would. That's all. I had the box of tissues out just in case because she bonded so deeply with her homestay daughter and now she's leaving. But before we get to that experience and what Erin has planned for her goodbye, let's take a look at my more practical and level-headed approach. Which doesn't always work out for me, but I'm not really a hugger. I don't know, maybe I can be? It could turn to the dark side? We'll see. Plus, we've got a bonus for you too in this episode. If you need a rundown of what to check before a student leaves your home, we've got one for you. Just head on over to the show notes for this episode on our website and you can download a mini roadmap for your student's departure. Hi, Erin.
Hi, Mary.
How are you today?
Well, I'm well. We are.
You've got your chai, as usual.
Pointing to the chai and your warm water. We are beveraged up and ready to talk. What are we talking about today, Mary?
Well, last week it was about, you know, applying and being a homestay host. And let's go to the opposite end of the spectrum.
You're taking my students away.
Well, I don't take them away.
Okay, good. They choose to go home.
They choose to leave.
They're leaving. We're saying goodbye.
It's not my fault.
Okay. Did you like, I'm like, don't take my students away. I get very attached, as
yes,
you can see.
Too.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So we're talking about students leaving as one student is leaving soon with you.
Yoko, my Yoko.
Yeah. So then I started reminiscing about all the other students that have left in my whole scenario and what you can do to help yourself with your emotions and with the students too, because sometimes it can be a very emotional thing.
That's right. And you've hosted many students. So you've done this a lot. And I'm sure you have many tips for me.
When I first started hosting, because I'm a mom now, so things are a little different.
Right.
But when I first started hosting, I didn't have any maternal instincts whatsoever. And I still don't really sometimes, depending on the situation. So I had the student and I loved her to bits. She was amazing. She was with us for at least 6 months, I think it was. And we had a really good connection. And then it was time for her to go. And this was the first student where John had to work because of her flight. We had to take her to the airport. But because of the timing, John was at work. And so I had to take her by myself. And so this was the first student leaving my home where it was just me saying goodbye. And so I get her to the airport, and the way the airport works is just there's the check-in, and then you go right into security, and then you don't see the student anymore or
you're
the people.
Not allowed to go to security.
I'm not go past security. So we arrive early with lots of time. I help her with her luggage into the car, you know, and help her check in and make sure she's got all her documents and everything.
You're very practical.
Yep. And I get her to security because I'm like, well, you know, time to get going.
Oh, we're rushing. Okay.
I'm not rushing. Oh, okay. I'm just like looking at the time. Like, you should be going through security soon because security might take some time.
In Victoria. Okay.
I don't know. This is one of my first students, right?
Okay.
She didn't really fly anywhere. I have no idea how this works. So I'm just like, okay. Well, it was really nice having you. And I hope you have a really good flight. And we'll talk online. Okay. We'll see you soon one of these days. And she's staring at me like, that's it. And I'm just like, okay, bye.
Is she moving or is she just standing there staring at you?
She's standing there with her cart.
Oh, no.
At me.
Oh, no, Mary, what did you forget to do?
I probably should have hugged her.
Oh, Mary!
And I didn't.
And you still didn't?
I still didn't, because I didn't think about it until after the fact. Because normally, it's John who's the one that initiates that sort of stuff. I am not a hugger. I've never grown up with hugging. So I just helped her with her bags and put her bags in her little cart thing. And then I shoot her on her way.
You shoot her? You shoot her on her way?
Not shooing, okay, but you know, yeah. It's just like, make your flight. I'm more practical. Got to make sure you make your flight. You got to go through security. Do you have all your things? Do you have your documents?
Did and you then, say we loved having you?
Well, yeah, I think so.
You think so?
This was quite a few years ago. But we're still friends. We still talk to each other.
Do you talk about the goodbye?
No, I don't think we've ever talked about that.
You've should not revisited the goodbye? Should you bring it up?
Well, maybe if she listens to this episode and maybe you realizes shouldn't say, it's her.
What's her name?
Well, I'm not going to say her
okay,
name.
Anyway. So past student, I've upon reflection,
I'm thinking you probably wanted a hug. And
now that I'm a hugger?
Now that I'm a...
Are you a hugger now? Would you
sort of.
Clap? Now that I'm a semi-hugger now, upon greeting, if you were to come back, if I were to greet you, I would hug you.
Oh, okay. I will note that she did come to visit once.
Did you hug her?
I did hug her.
Oh, good. So she's had a hug from Mary.
Yeah, because I hadn't seen her in so long, and then I saw her, and I was like, ah!
So you high-pitched squealed?
I high-pitched squealed, and I hugged her. And then
wonderful.
I hugged, yes, and I hugged her when she left that second time.
You did so, hug her.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. She's had a hugging experience from the Chan.
Yeah.
So she knows the feel of your embrace.
Yeah, I guess. To me, I don't know why people make such a big deal about that.
I'm not making a big deal. I'm doing it a little teensy bit to bug you.
I know.
Just a teensy bit.
Yeah, just a tiny bit.
Just a teensy bit. But also because, like, you bring up the story about what you forgot to do when you're saying goodbye to your student. But sometimes you don't have that connection with the student, or maybe that student isn't a hugger either.
Yes, well,
I've had a student that maybe wasn't a hugger as well. So
did you hug that student, though? Or did you respect their bubble?
It was, you know, one of those hugs where you just kind of like...
Oh, like an A-frame hug where you just hug like the shoulders and you're still like a good foot apart from each other?
One of those.
Okay.
And that was the hug. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm. And then there's situations where, like me, where this one student, you could tell she was ready to like transfer to the next homestay because she didn't like kids.
Yeah.
And when the new homestay family came to pick her up, we were making sure that she got all her stuff. She had a couple different boxes and luggage and things. And we went out onto the road where they had parked. And you could already tell right then and there, there's this awkward feel about the air, like just this odd vibe. And the new homestay mom was like, well, I'm sure you guys want to say goodbye. So I'm going to give you guys a few moments. And then she goes into the car and, you know, closes the door. And then so there's John, Kira, and me looking at our student like, okay,
you can take her now.
You can go now.
Yeah.
Have a good rest of your time in Canada. But then she sort of motioned forward like she wanted to hug. And then I felt like, oh, this is something you're supposed to do.
Oh.
I was holding Kira. She was my like.
I'm not giving this baby up.
She's my border.
Oh, yeah.
My border between the hugging.
Your buffer.
My buffer.
That's the word.
It. She was my buffer.
Yeah.
At the last minute, I thought, you know what? This is more of a learning moment for Kira. Let's turn it into a learning moment. And so I said to Kira, oh, she's leaving. Let's give her a hug goodbye. And I looked at my student if that was okay. And she leaned in. So we went for it.
Nice.
It was an awkward hug still, but it was done.
Yeah, you got it done.
And we said, okay, bye-bye. See you later.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll run into you around town, because she was still staying in Victoria for a few more months.
Yeah. And one of my first students, that very same scenario where a homestay parent is coming to pick them up. And I think it took us a good 20 minutes to say goodbye because there were too many tears. And that other homestay parent gave us all that time because and it was our student was having such a hard time saying mm-hmm. goodbye. And with our children, and, you know, goodbyes are really hard. We bond so deeply, too.
So do you have any rituals that you do yourself to ease your own emotions for a student leaving or to help a student ease into the transition of going back home?
Okay, so before a student leaves, something that we like to do is get a babysitter for our little kids, mm-hmm. Blake and myself and Jenny, because Jenny's been with us the whole time. So we've said goodbye to Pine and our long-term student, and we're saying goodbye to Yoko. So we've done this. Along with Jenny, we'll take the departing student out for dinner, and the four of us will go out and enjoy an adult dinner without adult dinner. drama or interruptions, yes. and just enjoy that time together and whatever we happen to talk about, whether it's, you know, their dreams for the future or reflect mm-hmm. on our time together or just enjoy our time.
Yeah, we love to do that too. Mm-hmm. We usually, because we cook so much at home,
yes.
we either A, ask them, was there a dinner that you really loved yeah. while you were here? We can recreate that and make that again for you before you leave. Or was there a restaurant that you wanted to try that you hadn't tried yet? Normally they choose one of our meals, so then we don't have to go out because right. we don't go out as much anymore. So then we make that meal for them and make it pretty special for them if we can.
Yeah, so we going out for dinner with our entire family, we don't do that a ton. And also because to try and find something that pleases all of our little kids uh-huh. with all of our big ones and what that drama looks like in a restaurant mm-hmm. can
be really overwhelming.
Be overwhelming. And so they also love our cooking so much, and we do eat at home more often. So, but we do want to give that restaurant experience and have it be not embarrassing with the little kids. And so that's why we make it more of a grown-up event mm-hmm. and where we can just focus all of our attention on the two girls and yes. have it be feel a little bit more intimate. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're not having to cut some small child's food or deal with their bathroom emergency or whatever yes. that feels and looks like. We can just give and focus all of our attention on them and help make them feel special. And we want that time with them. We do go out for dinner, and we ask them what they like. We give the option to them. And invariably, maybe that is too many options for them, or they've gone out with their friends and they've done what they like, and or they want us to choose. Mm-hmm. But maybe, like in Yoko's case, there was a cuisine that she hadn't tried before, and that was Thai food. And so we went out for Thai food. That was so fun. And, you know, Jenny loves spicy food.
That fits so perfectly.
It fit perfectly for our family, and it was delicious and wonderful. So that's what we do with time beforehand, so mm-hmm. it doesn't feel rushed.
Yes.
So it won't be, you know, days beforehand, but like the weekend before where we can line up a babysitter, we ask the student what their favorite meal is, their favorite home-cooked meals. It can be not just the one night, but the week leading up to. Oh,
yeah,
the week
leading up to it, yeah. Yeah, actually, you're right. We do that too because we do all our meal plans on the Sunday.
Right.
So then we'll ask them, okay, what do you want? So you get all week.
Yeah. So tonight, Blake's cooking chicken, mm-hmm. her favorite chicken, and I'm making, and we're making together, actually, the asparagus crisp dish.
Oh, lovely, yes.
Yes, we went grocery shopping together, Jenny, Yoko, Blake, and I, after the Thai food, and we went and picked out, and we saw asparagus, and Yoko and I just looked at each other, and we're like, yep, put it in. We'll go get the chips. And also, Blake has made creme brulee.
Nice.
And so there will be that for, I think there'll be creme brulee every night of the week.
Oh, my gosh.
And Yoko helped prepare the creme brulee, and that was fun for her to separate the egg yolks. Oh. I have her on video. She's like, I don't know if I can do it. She did. And yeah, that was fun to include her in that. So she's having a hard time picking what her favorite will be. But
right,
yes. We know for tonight that it will be chicken and asparagus crisp. And so there's time.
What about goodbye gifts, little gift things? Do you do that with your students?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And what are your little options that you do?
Well, for our first student, I love this story. She was here for a short time. It was like just a summer stay. Mm-hmm. And deer are kind of like a pest in our neighborhood.
Oh, yes. Deer. They're like
everywhere.
Dogs.
And they really don't care.
No.
They're not afraid of you. They really don't care. They kind of just look up. Oh, yeah. You're there. And they go back to what they're doing. In this case, in our yard in our home, it's like, oh, I'm just going to go back to stealing the apples from your apple tree. Mm. And they bring their babies around and they tuck them into your bushes. And in this case, our student, and she was from Japan, she was just like, oh my goodness. And she had not seen them before, really, to yes. this extent.
That's the other thing, too. Like when you have a student in your home, things that are normal or a nuisance for you is actually really fascinating for somebody who doesn't live in your city.
Yeah.
I love actually driving through your neighborhood and showing my students the deer.
Because you can see 10 deer easily, yeah. mm-hmm. just 5 blocks in my neighborhood. Just yeah. 5 blocks, you can see 10 deer, moms and their babies.
Yeah. So your student was fascinated.
Fascinated every day. And it was her job every day to scare the deer. She'd go out clapping at them. Every day was her job. She'd just go out and clap them off of our front lawn, clap them through the neighborhood, because they would go from our lawn to the neighbors. And she'd be like, no, get out of the cul-de-sac and just clap at the deer. She'd clap them away. And so for her, do you know the Schleck figurines? They're these beautiful, well-made little animals.
Oh, they're like, they look like real animals. Lifelike.
But are smaller.
Like 3-inch, 6-inch. 3-inch, yeah.
We got her some lifelike Schleck deer. So, because I'm always mindful, and especially with students, that keep the gifts small so they can fit it in their suitcase.
Yes.
You don't want to get them a gargantuan.
Oh, side note. I remember once for our student, we knew leading up to it, she was having a lot of trouble packing all her stuff into her suitcase. And we kept asking her, like, is it full now? She's like, it's too full. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And so the gift that we got her was just some local chocolates and a card and a lot of small things. But John had this big box.
John.
And so we put the small gift into this big box.
Oh, John.
And then we handed it to her like the day before she was leaving.
Oh, John.
And the look on her face was amazing. Because she was just like, I can't take that home. I don't know what to do. It's so big. And I'm like, it's okay. Just open it. Just open it.
It'll be okay.
Yeah, it'll be okay.
Just keep going. Yeah. Mary Chan.
Yeah, we had a good laugh with that one.
I might steal that idea. That's a good one.
Especially when leading up to packing, they keep saying that they don't know what to do with all their stuff because they have so much stuff to bring home.
Yoko's asking for the scale right now.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So we gave her little deer. And of course, I like to include local chocolates, mm-hmm. like it's closely made either in Victoria or Cobble Hill or sometimes Denman
on the Island. Yeah.
Or Denman Island chocolates. If not for the student, their parents will appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Those types of things. Or I've also done, you know, handmade soaps before, just small, thoughtful.
Yeah.
Nicely smelling. So at least like their clothes will smell nice.
Gifts their luggage like that. Will smell nice on
their
the way
luggage
home.
Will smell nice. But like, yeah, in that Japanese student's case, like the deer was, she cried when she opened it. Aww. I was just like, oh gosh. But she knew like that was like the most thoughtful thing because.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes. And when you go home, you can just clap at them. When you miss us, just clap at them.
I know. And it's tough too sometimes with a short-term student because they're here for such a short period. You don't really get to know them that well. But it's trying to think back about what were the situations that happened, what was funny, what really got their attention, and then seeing if you can find a little gift to give them.
A little one too. Yeah. It's hard. Yeah. I was like, I want to get her a big stuffy, but no, a little 3-inch left deer. Mm-hmm. Like it's not expensive, but for her, it was so meaningful.
Yeah.
And exactly. It was something that she could put on her desk when she's studying or carry in her pocket if she was missing us.
Yeah.
So I hope that I know that she loved it. Even if it wasn't, like.
It was in the moment.
It was the thought and it was the moment.
Yeah.
Some other things that I like to do, photo albums. I love to do photo albums with the family, especially since my students are with us for such a long time.
You got a lot of memories.
You know, there's 6 months, usually minimum. In Yoko's case, it's a year.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of pictures of them with our family and with our kids and celebrating different holidays. And their families missed out on that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can take it back and they can share with their family their year, their time with us, our children.
You're so good about thinking of that. Because normally I would just think, oh, what do I want to give the student, for the student specifically?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good idea too to share your moments with her real, actual family.
With her family. And they can speak about it. And it's easier for them to share. And some of it, like, they might forget. Mm-hmm. I know creating it, I was like, oh, yeah, we did that. Like,
I remember the first student you did that.
It was a very large, thick family photo book. I actually printed the photos. Yes, and then
physical photo printout.
A photo album book. I did not learn very well from that one. And so, and this is the folly in that plan, because you actually have to get the photos printed. You have to go. I went to like a big department store and I bought an album, and then I had to write all of the memories, right? And I'm like, I'm not the best at planning. Some of it's last minute, like the day of. Like, oh my gosh. And my scrawl is not the prettiest. And writing, you know, all of the things.
And it becomes a giant book too.
It was very thick. And when you think of what that poor girl had to put in her backpack, or not her backpack, in her luggage. And here's the problem. I don't get a copy of that. Or I have to recreate it for myself. Yes. Right? I have to recreate it for myself. So here's what I have learned, people, and you can learn from my mistakes. I, this time around, for Yoko, did an online photo lab photo book order, 8.5 by 11, soft cover, $20 a book.
Canadian.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Not bad. And here's the thing. I did it after the new year, so it was like, buy one, get one free. Yay. I got to keep one. And they stand behind the product. If there was a mistake in doing it, they said they would honor that. And so that was good to know. Keeping your daughter. Slip the tongue. She's not my daughter. Keeping your dollars. Yes, I want to keep her. I want to keep Yoko. Okay. Keeping your dollars in local instead of like going and doing some online that goes to the States. Anyway, I'm very happy with them. I don't want to give her up, but I know that she'll be so touched. And I ended up doing three of them because we have so many pictures. I had 300 pictures to go through.
Oh my gosh, Erin.
I know, but you know, like I didn't want to skimp because there's so many memories, and you can put like text in there and heartfelt things, like when we picked her up from the airport and all of our, you know, Valentine's Day, and we had Easter, we had birthday celebrations. So I didn't just make it about her, but about what we celebrated
as a family.
So we had all of our birthdays, we had the secret baking for Blake, and had like, you know, all of those things, and our trips. And so I will give her that and some chocolates for her family. I know her dad likes chocolates, and I don't know. They're flat. They're thin.
She can put it in her luggage.
She can put it in her luggage. That's our ritual.
Yeah. For me, sometimes some schools will say when you do drop off, when the student leaves, you can either A, actually drop them off at the airport, or B, somebody will come to your house and pick them up. Or C, sometimes if it's like a group setting, you would take your student to a designated, like sometimes you go back to the school and then the whole class will leave to the airport together. So there's different situations, but because every family is going to have a different situation.
Yes.
And I know like some people, they don't have the time to go to the airport because it's during the day, work day. Or sometimes the student only asks to get dropped off at like the bus depot. Mm-hmm. So they will go to the airport themselves. Or they aren't even going to the airport. They actually are going to, so for example, for us, since we're on an island, they will go and take the ferry and go to Vancouver and stay in Vancouver for a couple of days. So there's a whole bunch of different scenarios that can happen. But what is happening with you and Yoko?
Okay, so my policy is I treat these kids like they are my kids, right? So yes, Yoko's flight leaves in the middle of the day, which is super inconvenient in terms of, you know, drop off.
Yep.
And she's going Victoria Airport. Having said that, she did give me a year's notice about when she was leaving, right? Let's give the girl some credit.
You have planned this.
It was planned. She, like, when, super sweet girl, she came and, you know, she was in our house for a few days and she was like, oh, can I get a ride to the airport on such and such day? And I'm like, to be clear, this is like a year's notice. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure I can make that work. Right?
Okay, that's good. Because I've had students before where it was a week before they have to leave. I'm like, have you booked your flight? Do I get that information?
Oh, I've had those students too. I know. I've had it even like 2 days before. I'm like, when are you going? Yeah, no. She, a year's notice for this girl. So a year's notice. Yeah, I booked the day off work.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you give me a year's notice, I will absolutely book that day off work for you. So I've booked the day off work. My husband is going to be working from home. he also wants to come
nice
to the airport to wish her off. Yep. My mother's student, it's exams week. So kids are already taking their exams or there's no exams that day. Jenny wants to come to the airport. One of my mother's students also wants to come to the airport to see her off. Violet is not going to preschool that day because she wants to come. And I think that will help her with her understanding, right?
Yes.
Of the goodbye. Like the other children are in school that day. I'm not going to pull them out of school, but for the preschooler, she can come. And I think that will really help her
understand. And again, learning moment.
And learning moment. So, yeah, there's going to be a posse of us at that airport.
Posse.
You know, like just hugging and hugging.
Oh,
and
you're right, hugging. You're a hugger.
We are huggers and wishing her off. And I'm sure there will be some tears at the airport. But we will all have each other huddled in the van, you know, to console each other on the way home.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm sure Blake will be driving on the way home.
You're not driving.
I am not driving.
You are the emotional one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did hug Yoko, though.
I saw that.
When she came here, we just for a quick little visit.
I know.
And I realized that was the last time I was going to see her.
I know.
I gave her a hug.
I know. Mary, I know. It did not go unnoticed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's going to be missed.
Mm-hmm. Deeply.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes for me, when once that all happens, because I am more practical, matter of fact.
Yes.
Once a student is gone, whether they are being picked up or we have dropped them off, I come home, I have to start cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure, oh, even before then, I was thinking too, before the student actually like gets into the car, I have a checklist.
Okay, talk to me about the checklist.
And I will send it to you and you put it in the show notes, a quick checklist or a rundown of what to do before the student leaves, such as A, get your house key back.
Okay, yeah, you don't want that house key going on a plane. Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah.
This sounds like Scaredy Squirrel for me.
Yes, okay. You need this. Two, check all the outlets in the room.
They may leave a charger?
Yeah. Do you know how many chargers that homestay families end up keeping because students forget them?
So you do a room sweep like you were at a hotel room.
You need to do a room sweep.
Okay.
You got to check all the drawers, all the closet, like the nooks and crannies. And
the lockbox. What if they forgot their passport?
Exactly.
I hear you.
Check the lockbox, check what is under the bed, behind doors, and bathrooms. Bathrooms, you got to go through the same sweep because I've had students leave things in the bathroom drawer or behind the door of the bathroom because they didn't think to look behind a door.
Did I ever tell you, I'm going on a tangent, about the time I was on a radio trip with one of our radio announcers to Mexico?
An adult.
An adult male.
What did he do?
And we were at the check-in we were going to Mexico.
Of course, this one.
And, you know, he likes to play tricks on me. And gullible Aaron, it's like 6 o'clock in the morning and we're traveling with our boss. And he goes to me, oh my God, Aaron. Oh my God. I forgot my passport. We're about to check in. And I was like,
Yeah,
that's really funny. You really got me. No, I'm not kidding. We're at Victoria Airport and he lives downtown.
That's like a good 45-minute drive, 30-minute drive.
And we are due to be boarding in like half an hour.
Oh, geez.
Or however much time, right? But not enough time for him to go home and get his passport.
Exactly.
I'm like, you are so going to be fired. This is like, I'm not falling for it. You're just so kidding me right now. And like, this is not funny. Just pull out your passport and let's get up there.
Because let's go.
I'm like the promotions person and it was an announcer. When we're with them, it's my job to like make sure that they are where they're supposed to be and they do what they're supposed to do. And like, this is not funny. Like, get it out. Get up there. Like, get to work. I am not kidding you. I'm like, oh my God, what are you going to do? And he had paid, like tipped a cabbie, like $100 to speed there and speed back. And he made it.
He actually made it.
He made
within
it.
Within time.
I'm like, I am not going to Mexico with our boss without you. It's your job to like record interviews. But he did it. But yes, check the lockbox because like, I don't know how he did it.
Yep. It's always make sure you got passport. All your documentation, because sometimes you have to sign like different forms to go through different countries before you go to your own home country. And like, there's all these things that need to be done. Where's your flight confirmation? I want to see that this is actually the flight
Practical
that
Mary.
You are taking.
Yes.
I want your flight number, the date and the time, and I want to see it before we all go.
And I don't want to relive that experience that I had with that announcer.
Exactly.
That was horrifying.
Yeah. Imagine if you get to the airport and you're like, oh, your student's passport is still in the lockbox in their room.
I would be like, oh, not again.
Yeah. So, and you don't want an awkward goodbye. So make sure everything is set in place.
Okay.
You're ready to go.
Yes.
And then leave the house. Make sure there's plenty of time too.
Mary's checklist. She will be sharing it with us.
Yes.
Thank you, Mary.
So go forth. Good luck.
Thank you. Yes.
Are you ready for departure of Yoko?
Well, we are going through our gentle week of creme brulees and delightful dinners. Mm-hmm. And yeah, last night Fiona wrote her, she stayed up late till 9 o'clock and a lovely note about how much she loves her and aww, how she hopes her trip will be a safe one. And she wrote all of the children's names, and in the O's and the A's, she drew faces, their little faces of them raising one eyebrow, which is our thing that we do at the dinner table. So yeah, we will carry on.
Carry on.
We will carry on.
Isn't there a song that you can sing about that?
Let's carry on, my wayward son. But I don't think I have the gritty. You know, it's a Supernatural thing.
That is the song. Yeah.
If you watch on Netflix, a Supernatural show.
No, I don't.
It's one of their anthem things that they do as they're like driving Dean and Sam. Carry on, my wayward son. It's when they're really emotional and they're thinking of, you know, their dad or something. Anyway, you'll have to watch it.
That would be you. would totally be you.
In this moment.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But so carry on, Aaron.
Thank you.
Carry on.
Thank you, Mary.
Thanks for listening to The Homestay Kitchen, hosted by Mary Chan and Aaron Eastman. Produced by me, Mary Chan of Organized Sound Productions. Web and show notes by Aaron Eastman. Like what you're hearing? Write us a review wherever you listen. Or drop us an email at homestaykitchen@gmail.com. We would really appreciate it. For more information on this episode, visit homestaykitchen.com. And when you're ready to dish up your stories, connect with us on Instagram @homestaykitchen or on Facebook. Thanks for joining us.